This is VOA News.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr.
U.S. President Donald Trump made his first public speech since his battle with COVID-19 Saturday. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How is everyone feeling? Good?
President Trump addressing what was called a peaceful protest for law and order from the White House balcony.
I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I know you've been praying, and I was in that hospital. I was watching down over so many people, and I went out to say hello to those people, and I took a little heat for it, but I'd do it again. Let me tell you, I'd do it again.
The president plans to hit the road starting Monday with a campaign rally in Florida. Shelley Adler, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has dismissed the latest White House offer in COVID-19 aid talks as one step forward, two steps back. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, Pelosi says she's still hopeful progress can be made toward a deal.
A GOP aide familiar with the new offer, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said it was about $1.8 trillion with a bump in state and local fiscal relief. Pelosi said in a letter Saturday that while the administration attempted to address some of the Democratic concerns, disagreement remains on many priorities, and they're waiting for language on several provisions. Her most recent public offer was about $2.2 trillion, but it included a business tax increase Republicans won't go for. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Delta has added insult to injury after blowing ashore Friday evening as a Category 2 storm, only a few kilometers from where Hurricane Laura struck land just 6 weeks ago. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power as the storm moves north and east into Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.